USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp rips Major League Baseball on Fox News for discrepancy after moving the All-Star Game out of Atlanta.
The All-Star Game from a city that's, you know, or a metro area that's 51% African-American to a metro area that's 10% African-American that has less early voting days than Georgia has. They have 15, we have 17.
A follow-up on a surveillance video that captured violence in Manhattan last week, where a 65-year-old Asian woman on her way to church was viciously beaten by a complete stranger. The building workers who stood idly by as the woman was brutally attacked are out of a job. They were fired. NYPD is reporting 38-year-old Brandon Elliott has been charged with hate crimes. Attorneys general from Texas and Louisiana on Tuesday took the Biden administration to court, alleging that it is refusing to take custody of illegal immigrants convicted of serious crimes. USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. trustednewspaper.com.
With numerous allegations of human rights abuses, it looks as if the United States will not boycott the Olympic Games in China next year. From the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau, Dan Naraki reports.
The Biden administration is considering how to handle next year's Winter Olympic Games in Beijing. The State Department said Tuesday that the administration is consulting with its allies in forming a strategy to handle the games in China with that country's human rights record. State Department officials clarified that a joint boycott has not been discussed, even though several human rights groups have called on the U.S. to skip the games over China's treatment of Tibet, Hong Kong, and its Uyghur minority. State Department spokesman Ned Price says there is no timeline for a decision on the games, with opening ceremonies not until February of 2022.
In 2008, the Olympic Games were held in China for the very first time. Making the TV news circuit, Senator Lindsey Graham, the Republican from South Carolina, called for the United States to shut down the immigration system and have a timeout, like we shut down travel from China, and let's figure this out. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Future National Football League Hall of Famer Tom Brady is doing more than winning Super Bowls these days. The 7-time champion is also trying to become a winner in the business world. According to a representative for TB12, Brady is launching an NFT called Autograph. Autograph will bring together some of the world's most iconic names and brands to create and launch NFTs, or non-fungible token. NFT is a unique digital asset managed on blockchain that you're able to buy, sell, trade, and own. The CDC has released the latest on the number of Americans who have received the COVID-19 vaccine. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, John Clemens reports.
Dr. Rochelle Walensky, director of the CDC, reports on the progress.
To date, more than 106 million people have received at least one dose, and more than 61.4 million, or 18.5%, are fully vaccinated.
Dr. Walensky tells us she knows about the frustration of many Americans to get past this pandemic.
I understand that people are tired and that they are ready for this pandemic to be over, as am I. Please continue to hang in there and to continue to do the things that we know prevent the spread of the virus.
While the state of Michigan now leads the United States with new COVID-19 cases, Canada is facing a very serious third wave of the COVID-19 pandemic. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said on Tuesday that the country's most populous province is struggling to respond to rising infections and hospitalizations. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.